There are certain foods that just hit your sweet spot right there. Perfect taste, perfect color, perfect texture. The problem is a lot of those foods are loaded with the stuff that can trigger disease.
And the companies that make those foods, they know it. They made their products addictive on purpose. Michael Moss is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter for The New York Times. A piece from his new book on the topic was in Sunday's magazine. Michael, now the magazine piece begins with a fascinating and revealing meeting of food execs who consider their possible role in the obesity epidemic. What happened at that meeting?
In 1999, they gathered at the old Pillsbury headquarters in Minneapolis, more than 10 of them, and they came together for a very rare meeting to consider the obesity problem, which was just beginning to grow. And one of their own, and here's the most amazing thing about it, one of their own, a senior executive at Kraft, laid the obesity problem at their feet and said it was at least in part their responsibility and was pleading with them to hold themselves accountable and do something to turn the corner.
And they didn't, Michael. Why was that?
You know, and he was especially asking them to do this collectively because he knew that if any one of them individually sought to do it, they would run into the fierce competition in the grocery store. They reacted defensively. They said, look, we already provide consumers with options. We have low-fat this, low-sugar that, low-salt those. And, you know, we feel we're being responsible to both consumers and to our shareholders. I think they also saw the potential losses of millions of dollars in profits if they down-formulated their products and cut back on salt, sugar, fat, which they're so dependent on.
Do we not see parallels here between the food industry and the tobacco industry, which was like a giant oil freighter, impossible to stop for decades before the tobacco industry finally said, okay, yes, we're going to do something?
I'm glad you mentioned that because the executive from Kraft, Michael Mudd, actually drew a parallel to tobacco in that presentation to the CEOs. And here's the amazing thing that happened. Philip Morris in the 80s became the largest food manufacturer in this country by buying General Foods and then Kraft. And through the 90s, you can see through these documents that I was able to get that they're pushing Kraft, as you would expect, to make their products every bit more alluring and to sell more. But starting in the late 90s, Philip Morris has a change of heart. It begins to really worry about losing the trust of consumers, first on tobacco because of increasing pressure from the government, but then it turns to its food division and says, you're going to face salt, sugar, fat, obesity problems as big, if not greater, than we're facing with nicotine right now, and you need to start doing something about it.
Since that meeting and since Philip Morris talked about that, is there more transparency in the food industry and or are products being made more healthy for people?
You know, in some companies, yes, it turns out that Kraft actually went ahead on its own and it cut back on its marketing to kids. It increased disclosures on packages. It put caps on the huge amounts of salt, sugar, fat that food scientists like to use to make their products so craveable, alluring, addictive, if you will. So yes, I mean some companies have tried, but the playing field in the grocery store is still tilted toward the highly processed foods.
What would be your final thought before we let you go? I mean, there's responsibility on both sides here.
Absolutely, and I think there's hope, too, and I'm hoping this book, besides being a wake-up call to the industry, will help people see the things that the companies are doing to lure them into those more attractive and yet more risky foods from a health perspective, and that in and of itself, I think, will help people make better decisions in terms of what to buy and how much to eat, and ultimately that's a very empowering situation to be in.
Michael Moss's new book is called Salt, Sugar, Fat, How the Food Giants Hooked Us. It comes out this month. Michael, we really look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your interest.